Grammar Girl here. Your hostess with the mostest, guest writer Bonnie Trenga, is back for more on comparisons.
Are you stressed out about your mounting debt? If you answer yes, then my new audiobook, Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life, is for you. It's a step-by-step plan to assess your current financial situation, lower your existing debts, save money, pay down debts in the right order, improve your credit, and lots more. Get the information you really need to take control of your finances, get out of debt for good, and live a happier life. Find Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life today at audible.com and in the iTunes Store.
In a previous show, we talked about when to use more and most, or the suffixes er and est, to make comparisons using adjectives and adverbs. In this show, we'll go a little bit more in depth about comparisons. When you're comparing items, you need to notice if you're comparing two things or more than two things. When you compare two items, you're using what's called a comparative, so you use more before the adjective or the suffix er on the end of it. You can remember that comparatives are for two things because compare has the sound pair in it, and a pair is always two things. It's not spelled like pair, but it sounds like pair. When you compare three or more items, you're using a superlative, so you use most or the suffix est. You can remember that superlatives are for more than two things because superlative has the word super in it. And when you want a whole bunch of something, you supersize it. So to think about it loosely, use a comparative when you have a pair of things and a superlative when you have a supersized group, at least more than two. Now, if you listened to the other show about comparisons, you know when you're supposed to use which one. If not, you can always check it out. It's episode 124. Here's how you would use comparisons and superlatives. If you want to brag that you now have more knowledge about grammar than you used to, you're comparing now and then, which is two items. You might therefore state, I've been listening to Grammar Girl for a while, so my grammar is better than it used to be. Here, the comparative is better. If, on the other hand, you're comparing yourself with your six cousins, you're comparing seven people. You might say, I'm the best speller in the family. Here, the superlative is best. A few errors crop up with comparisons. One common mistake is using a superlative form when you're comparing only two items. For example, it would be incorrect to say, it was the tallest of two buildings. You're comparing just two buildings, so you should use a comparative, taller, not a superlative, tallest. A quick and dirty tip to help you remember which suffix goes with which number of items is that er has two letters, and it's for comparing two things. Est has three letters, and it's for comparing three or more things. Sometimes, though, an error of this kind sounds more natural than the grammatically correct version. Take this sentence. Which House of Congress has the better attendance record? That technically correct sentence sounds odd to me. I'm not sure why, but I'd prefer to say best attendance record, even though there are only two houses of Congress. Perhaps it's because best is becoming more common than better. You'll hear and probably say, put your best foot forward. Of course, we only have 2 feet, so we should really say better foot, but that sounds very strange. Maybe we say best because we're speaking figuratively, as in, do the best you can. We're not really talking about actual feet. But we also say, may the best team win, usually when only two teams are playing. So better versus best is a bit of a conundrum. Sometimes the ungrammatical way sounds best. And again, I just caught myself using best instead of better in that sentence. I compared two items, the grammatical way and the ungrammatical way, but I used a superlative. Well, I guess best is sometimes the best option, even if it's not technically correct. In speech, it's probably fine to let a few bests slip out, but in formal writing, you might want to use a comparative when it's called for. If it sounds unnatural, then rewrite the sentence. Another error I encounter a lot is what I call an empty comparison, a comparison that doesn't state explicitly what is being compared. For instance, an advertisement that says, this hard drive is better and faster, fails to state what is worse and slower. When readers see empty comparisons, they have to guess what the writer means. In this case, I might guess that the ad is promoting a hard drive that's better and faster than a competing model, or perhaps it means better and faster than the previous version of this brand of hard drive. Readers don't like being in the dark, so be sure to include the other half of your comparison when you're using a comparative. That's about it as far as comparisons go. This show was written by Bonnie Trenga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. You can reach me, Grammar Girl, at quickanddirtytips.com, where you'll also find a complete transcript of this podcast. Thanks for listening.